T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled in favor of a broad new exemptions to birth control coverage in employer health plans in a case that was brought by Pennsylvania Attorney General Josh Shapiro. KYW's Pat Loeb reports.
The court ruled 7-2 in favor of the Catholic religious order Little Sisters of the Poor, who entered the case to defend a Trump administration rule allowing anyone but publicly traded companies to opt out of the Affordable Care Act's birth control mandate on religious grounds. Their attorney, Lori Windham, called it a great day for religious freedom.
The Supreme Court's decision today was clear that the government has the power to protect the Little Sisters of the Poor and other religious groups.
Attorney General Shapiro, who was later joined by New Jersey's AG, had argued the rule would saddle the state with the cost of thousands of unplanned pregnancies. He said he was disappointed in the ruling, but planned to continue to fight as the case goes back to the Third Circuit for technical issues. Villanova Professor Mike Moreland says the issue could also come up again if a new administration changes the rule again.
The exemption could again be tightened up or done away with altogether.
For now, though, the ruling puts birth control coverage in jeopardy for more than 100,000 women, which Dale Steinberg of Planned Parenthood calls egregious.
This decision will only make life harder for the very people who are keeping our economy afloat during this pandemic.
Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio.